Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, in this modern and fast-paced world, how do we focus on Allah in order to increase our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, we are talking about this modern, fast-paced world that we live in the modern age. Of course, a world that is filled with modern technological and scientific advancements. And of course, these technological and scientific advancements have made life on the physical aspect quite easy for every single one of us. Now, of course, though we should keep in mind that this technological and scientific advancement that has brought ease to the world is pretty much limited to the advanced countries of the world. Just because we live in a technologically advanced society does not mean, and it should not fool us into believing, that all of the world is living in complete physical and material ease. There are many places in the world where people are suffering from starvation, whether it is the land of Yemen, of course, because of an imposed war upon them, or whether it is Africa, and even in the Western world, there are a lot of problems when it comes to poverty, food insecurity, and a lack of safety. So we must keep those things in mind. Now, still, for those people who are, fortunate enough to live in societies where technological and scientific advancement, you know, has put everything at their fingertips, despite this, we find that there is a sense of lack of tranquility, a lack of serenity, and a lack of peace of mind amongst many people. Of course, we had said in many of our programs, and we can never emphasize this enough, that the only way to be able to find true peace of mind is to be able to connect to the spiritual realm. And of course, the best way to connect to the spiritual realm is to connect to the creator of that spiritual realm, which is, of course, the Almighty Allah. Now, if we want to go ahead and focus on the Almighty Allah, and if we want to pay attention to the Almighty Allah, of course, there are certain things that we must do. Over the course of several programs, we have given various different things that we can do in order to be able to focus more on the Almighty Allah. One of the integral things that we had said over the course of programs, and of course it needs to be repeated because it is something that is fundamental to this idea of focusing on the Almighty Allah, and that is to take a specific time out every single day from our 24-day hour period, and in that specific time, focus on the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, that focusing on the Almighty Allah can be done in the various different ways that we have humbly listed in our programs. But one very beautiful and formal way in which, you know, we are pretty much, they call it a tawfiq-e-ijbari, meaning it is a compulsory grace given to us by the Almighty Allah because He has made something obligatory on us. And that thing which He has made obligatory upon us, which can help us in a very formal and ritual manner to focus on the Almighty Allah, of course, is the five daily prayers, the Salah, or as it is also known as the Namaz. This Salah and these five daily prayers will most surely help us to focus on the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
The modern people deny essences. So they deny, in moral and political thought, one of the problems that arise from that is human nature. They deny the essence, that there's any essence. So that there's no essence to a male. But for us, there is an essence to a male. And the essence to a male is that it is by fitra attracted to a female and vice versa. So when the nature becomes deviated, something else happens. And so they say, oh, well, you have, you know, things, these are in nature. You can't say it's not natural. No, but if you understand what human nature is, it's not natural for the human nature. In the same way that you have an infertile person who's not able to have, again, that's the difference between comprehension and extension. So once you comprehend what a human being is, you understand that's one of the properties of a human being is that they're able to procreate. But if a person doesn't have that ability, it's in the same way that we were talking about the brain, if they lose that ability, there's something wrong with the instrument of procreation. But they have that potential there. It's just not actualized in that particular. And that's why marriage, even if it's childless, it's still a moral commitment. See, there's people that are arguing now that marriage can be between a man and a man. That's an argument. That's not the marriage of this tradition, right? This tradition says, no, marriage is a moral bond. In our tradition, it's a moral bond. It's not it doesn't have the same type of force that it has in Christianity. Because Christianity, in traditional Christianity, I mean, Protestantism changes, but in traditional Christianity, you can't get a divorce. You know, marriages can be annulled, but that's another thing. That's like a khula. But in traditional Christianity, you can't get a divorce because it's actually. They consider it a sacred bond, whereas for us it's a moral bond that has sacred components, obviously, but the actual bond, the mithaq, is more of a moral transaction that's closer to a business transaction in that you can get out of it. But you should honor the contract while you're in it, and if it comes to a disengagement, you want to break the contract. Like in a company, you don't cheat them, you don't steal everything and embezzle and run off. Well, the same in marriage. You know, تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. You leave them with ihsan.
شربنا على فكري حبيبي مدامة ساكرنا بها من قال لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we're continuing what we were talking about, which was this idea that we must focus on the Almighty Allah. We had said that every single day we should take out time to focus and contemplate and pay attention to the Almighty Allah. And it is via this contemplation and reflection upon the Almighty Allah which will eventually lead us to this spiritual peace and tranquility in this modern world and modern age that we are all looking for. So we had ended the previous segment when we were talking about the Salah, the five daily prayers, this namaz, this formal ritual ubudiyah that the Almighty Allah, out of His grace and mercy, has made obligatory upon us. Very quickly, sometimes we think that, well, the Almighty Allah has made something obligatory upon us, so this is a burden. There's a different way of looking at this, and that is that the Almighty Allah found it so incredibly beneficial for every single one of us to do a certain thing, and because the Almighty Allah did not want us to not take advantage of such a great blessing, He made it obligatory upon us. So it is almost like mercy upon mercy. Not only did the Almighty Allah create this salah, these five daily prayers, as a means of attaining salvation and prosperity, but to make sure that every single one of us attains that prosperity and that blessing and that salvation, He made it obligatory upon us to do this salah and this five daily prayers. A very beautiful way to think about this. But coming back to what we were talking about, of course, this idea that the salah and the five daily prayers, this is an opportunity every single day, obligatory, of course, with all the conditions that go with it, for us to take time out of our busy modern day life and pay attention and focus on the Almighty Allah. So beautiful that at the time of Fajr and Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha, we have the opportunity to detach ourselves from this fast-paced, modern, technological machine age and be able to focus on our Creator, be able to focus on the true love of our life, the one who sustains us, the one who loves us more than 70 mothers, and to be able to focus on the Almighty Allah, to be able to pay attention to the Almighty Allah. And so this is one of the best opportunities for us to be able to focus on the Almighty Allah. And as we said, of course, this focus and paying attention to the Almighty Allah is what eventually and surely, slowly but steadily though, will increase and level up and power up our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.